You said that. I didn't hear what you were saying. Birthdays. We'll have to do that tonight. All right, we'll do it tonight. Amen. John. I don't know about you, but I like it when the days start getting longer, don't you? I like it when days get longer. I look at my phone every day, and we're getting a minute or two added to the daytime. And I thank God for that. Thank God for the daytime. Look in John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Before I was saved, I loved the darkness. I love darkness. And the Bible tells us that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And I like to, I was always loving the darkness. I couldn't wait till it got dark to get out. In the wintertime, I didn't like wintertime to that point, but I tell you what, all night long, I'd run around all night long. And you know, I'd get up, I'd be at work the next day. All night long, I'd run around and then, you know, sleep in the truck or something and then go to work the next day. And then the next night, right back out doing the same old thing and messing around, drinking and carrying on. And the Bible tells us about that, you know. It tells us about the dog returning to his vomit and so on. But I did that for years and years as a teenager. And then I got saved. And boy, I tell you what, I got saved and I didn't want to go out. My wife and I got married. I didn't want to go out at night. And I didn't want to go spend all that time messing around in the dark. And I knew what was out there. It was trouble. It was always trouble out there. Look at this. Talking about John the Baptist. In John chapter 5, look at verse 33. And he sent on them unto John. And he sent unto John, and he bared witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. You might be saved. That's a Bible term, but might be saved. He says, he was a burning and shining light, talking about John the Baptist. And we were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. John the Baptist was a light, and it says he was just for a season. Everybody, you're just, you're here for a season. That's all it is. You're here for a small season. John the Baptist shows up, and he was a burning and a shining light. And the Bible tells us, go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. You're going to do some turning this morning. And Luke chapter 1, we're going to talk about light this morning. Thank God for the light. Amen. Thank God for light. And I thank God that the Lord gives us light. Amen. John chapter 1, look at Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Luke 1, 79. Look what it says about John the Baptist. He says, to give light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death. God said, he sent John to bring light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed, you know, so on. So, talking about John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, the child Jesus Christ called the highest. Look in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, look at verse 32. Luke 2, verse 32. I'll get started here in a minute. I didn't start where I wanted to start. That's why I'm kind of fumbling around. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 32. And it says, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. That's what Jesus Christ was. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. So if you go back now in Genesis, you find where when you first read your Bible in Genesis chapter 1, it says, God said that let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1, 3. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, it was good. God said the light was good. You know, you never find in your Bible that he says darkness is good. Never. You don't find that in your Bible. You find where he says light is good. Light is good. But then it says in Genesis that God, you know, made the day and so on. God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And then go to Genesis 1 and look at verse 14. Genesis 1, 14. Look what it says. Genesis 1 and verse 14. It says this, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And let them be lights for in the firmament of the heaven to give light on the upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, which is the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, which is the moon, and then the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light onto the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day. So on the fourth day, you know, we've started studying about 1,000 years, one day of the Lord, and one day is 1,000 years. And on the fourth day, God created sun, moon, and stars. God created that. Jesus Christ came, showed up on the 4,000th year. He came, and he shows up, and he brings light. He's likened in the Bible to Malachi. In Malachi chapter 3, he's likened to the sun. He's called the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. See, everything in the Bible kind of fits together like a puzzle, comes together. God puts it all together. And he says he made the light also, and he said he made in the evening and morning of his first day. But if you read your Bible, you'll find the light, God said, let there be light. There was light before the sun showed up. There was light before the moon showed up. There was light before the stars showed up. God said, let there be light. And when he said that, light shows up. You know, the Bible talks about the Lord dwelling in thick darkness, but it says in him is no light, no darkness at all. God is light. God is light. So light is important in our lives. They say if you don't have enough light, you think about people going out doing sin and wickedness at night, they like to be in darkness. Men kidnap people and they put them in darkness and they keep them in darkness. And why? Because they have a purpose. They want to deceive or ruin or tear up and destroy people's lives. And darkness, God never says it was good. God created darkness. He created the thing. And the Bible says evening and morning, first day, God created darkness. The Bible tells us that. The Bible also says he created evil. For Isaiah 45. Take your Bible, look in Isaiah 45. Look what it says. We'll see what the Bible says. Isaiah 45. It says God created evil. You said, well, God created evil. Yeah, he created evil. Give you a choice. He created light. He created darkness. He created good. He created evil. And man has a choice. You sitting here this morning, you have a choice. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with it? Are you want to dwell in light or you want to dwell in darkness? Look at this. Isaiah 45, verse 7. Look what it says. I formed the light. God said that. And created darkness. I make peace. Create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. God says, I made these things. I made them all. And the Bible says he dwells in thick darkness. And God creates light, and he created darkness. He created all that. And God, the light he said was good, and he didn't say the darkness was good, but he said light was good. And we all love the light. We thank God for the light. We thank God for light. I mean, this is right in here is artificial light. We know the devil is artificially lit. We know that. The devil is artificial of light. Because the Bible tells us this. Take your Bible, look in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4. Look what the Bible says. It's important to see what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 4. The devil artificially creates light. But the Bible says he was at one point the covering cherubim. He was a light, but now he says he's an artificial light. Look in 2 Corinthians 4 and look at this. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded. My family was blinded. By look what it says. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. You ever thank God for the light? The word of God? We're going to look at that in a minute, but I mean, thank God for the light. If you got saved in here, man, thank God that God allowed you to come to him through the light. A light was turned on. People always say, well, a light was turned on. Man, I know the night I got saved, a light was turned on in me. I remember Dr. Robin said, we used to go to the eye doctor down in Pensacola, and he said, the eye doctor said, there's something different about your folks that go to your church and save people that come in here. There's a light in there. Why? Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians or Ephesians chapter 2, it says that before a person is saved, it says, man, they were in darkness. The God of this world deceived them. And it says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Man, you were dead. There was no light in there. None. And when you got saved, there's a light that turns on. What you do with your light is up to you. It's up to you what you're going to do with your light. I want my light to shine, man. The Bible says John the Baptist was a bright and burning light. I want to shine. Not for people to see me. So, you know, what John the Baptist was like, a bright and burning light for, he shined on the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. He was a forerunner. If you're doing your job, the devil is called an angel of light. Look at this. It says, in whom the God of this world blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So the devil comes along. He says the God of this world blinds people so they don't see the light. And the Bible calls him an angel of light in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look over here, 2 Corinthians 11. Look what it says. 2 Corinthians 11, and look what it says. And verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers. Verse 13, transforming. They come out years ago with this movie, you know, the kids loved it, Transformers. The devil's a transformer. He transforms himself to whatever you want to deceive. They made movies years ago. They showed women that the devil could transform himself into a beautiful woman. He could transfer. The devil can transform himself into anything. He can transform himself. Look what it says. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming himself into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a what? Angel of light. The devil can transform himself and deceive you. He'll deceive you. Now, you say, how do you keep from getting deceived? It's by praying and seeking God's word and studying the word of God. It says, therefore, if no great thing, if his ministers be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. God said, there's nothing. If the devil can do that, the devil gives power to these preachers that's on TV and all that stuff. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of preachers on TV that deceive people. And they deceive folks and making them think that they're good when they're not. And that's not true. They're not good. And take your Bible, look in Jude chapter 6. Like I said, you're going to do some turning this morning. Look in Jude chapter 6. Look what the Bible says. And if the devil can transform himself into angel light, his angels can transform themselves, and man. And the Bible says in verse 6 of Jude 6:1-6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but have left their own habitation, have he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities in them in like manner, give themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, disputed about the body of Moses. We was talking about that the other night. I mean, this ain't got nothing to do about the devil being a light, but we was talking about in verse 9, Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuked thee. Said, what was that all about? Brother Michael Shane and I was talking about that. I said, you know what that was? I said, that was the devil when God said, Moses, you're not going to go into the promised land. I'm going to bury you up on the mountaintop. And Moses got up in the mountain, and the Bible says that he put Michael there, the archangel, to protect his body. He said, why? Because the devil wanted to get into the body of Moses and come back down and take the children of Israel across the Jordan River and drown them all. That's what he wanted to do. And so Michael the archangel had to stay there, protect the body until it deteriorated. But the devil could transform himself. Well, he had to get permission from God. But Bible says Michael got there and protected that body. But look what it says about everlasting chains under darkness under the judgment of the great day. Angels which kept not their first estate, left their own habitation. He said, have reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. I mean, you ever, you know, thinking about this, man, there's a battle that goes on. on a daily basis, not just in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., that's nothing. But that's nothing compared to the battle that goes on in the atmosphere with God, the devil, angels, and all that. And the Bible tells us there's going to be a world war, and as the world war is going to be with the devil and his angels fighting against Michael, the archangel, in Revelation chapter 12. And there's going to be some things going on. And you know, angels showing up. And look what the Bible says in 1 Peter. Look at 1 Peter, talking about darkness. I mean, folks, you ever thank God you got saved? You ever thank God? When I first got saved, I didn't understand everything. I didn't understand nothing. I just knew I got saved. And like this brother here just got saved the other night. You get saved the other night, other day, brother? What's your name? Ben, did you get saved the other day or not? You got saved. You know it. Without a doubt. All right. You got saved. I got saved. I knew I was saved, but I didn't know nothing. I didn't know no Bible. I didn't understand nothing. But I knew I got saved. I knew something that happened inside me. And I knew, man, I knew I didn't desire those things that I used to desire so bad. But right after you get saved, Ben, the devil's going to come right there and try to mess you up. Why? He wants to keep you in darkness. He don't want you to grow. He don't want you to learn. He don't want you to grow closer to God and learn how to walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light. He don't want that. He don't want that. He didn't want that for me. I couldn't read or write when I got saved. Man, I wanted to know. I wanted to see what the Bible said. And that's the way you grow, is getting in that book. And the Bible says, look what it says in 2 Peter. Look in 2 Peter. I thank God that I got saved. Man, when I started reading this Bible and I got to understanding things, I started thinking, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for saving my soul. Thank you for having mercy on my family, God. Man, I started going, man, my dad got saved. My mother got saved. My whole family got saved. God turned the whole family around, man. We didn't go out drinking no more. We didn't go out doing drugs no more. We didn't even run around fornicating no more. I mean, God started changing us. I mean, it was a process of time, but God started changing us, and God started working in our lives. And, man, I didn't desire to go out. I had friends come by, and they say, hey, Alan, come on, man, we're going out, man. And I said, I don't go out no more, man. I don't go out to them bars no more. I mean, I used to be in bars every night, or drinking somewhere every night, smoking dope somewhere every night. I was out doing something every night. And man, I tell you, when I got saved and I started growing, I started learning the Word of God, I desired to be around light. I wanted to be in church. I wanted to go to things and learn the things of God. Why? Because I've been looking for that all my life. I didn't know what I was looking for. And I finally found what I was looking for, man. And I didn't know what I was looking for until I got it. And when I got saved, boy, I tell you what, there's a light that came on inside. And man, I started desiring the things of God. I wanted to know God. I wanted the fellowship of God. It cost the life of my brother, but it cost the life of Jesus Christ most of all. But my brother got killed. And man, when he got killed, that's when I started searching for God. And my older brother got life in prison. I thank God he got saved. My sister got saved. And man, I tell you what, my mom and dad got saved. They started going to church, and they thought I was going crazy. They thought I was nuts. They said, you're in a cult. That's what they said to me. You're in a cult, because I gave money to the church and everything. I said, look, I've been serving the devil so long. I say, well, it's time to change course, amen. Because I was on my way to hell, and now I'm on my way to heaven. I got a light in my life, man. God's turned me on, amen. I want to shine. I want to burn for him. I'd rather burn out for him than rust out for the devil, amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, look what it says. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. It says, matter of fact, let's look at verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness they shall frame words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spare not the angels, that's sin. Look what it says. But cast them down to where? Hell. And Bible tells us that God never made hell for man. He made it for the devil and his angels. The devil wanted a kingdom. God said, I'll give you one. You want a kingdom? I'll give it to you. And the Bible tells you that in Matthew chapter 25. It said he made hell for the devil and his angels. If man goes there, a man goes to hell, he goes there as an intruder. And the Bible says he tormented day and night. Darkness. He said, well, there's fire there. There's a fire that burns so hot, it's dark. I'll never forget, man, I went up to New York one time. I was preaching a revival up there. And a guy took me, worked at a power plant. And he told me, come down to the power plant at 1 o'clock in the morning. I went to the power plant. We started from the trains coming in. And, man, where they dumped the whole car out. Some of them, they just let it out the bottom. But some of them, they just flipped the car and they dump out the coal. And then we saw that coal going up in that chute and all that stuff. And, man, then he took me all the way through this building, and we got up to where the coal shoots in. And the coal shooting into that fire furnace. And, man, we're up there, and it sounded like a roar. And I'm up there with him, and he says, here, wear these, I had to wear a shield that is more powerful than a welding mask. And he goes, you got to wear this, it'll blind you. And, man, I'm wearing that thing. It was so hot up there. And he's yelling at me. And he's saying, that's 2,500 degrees. I could see the coal come in, and it was spinning around. It never hit bottom. It was just spinning like a tornado in the middle. The fire was just burning, and the coal was coming in and being consumed like that. It was just spinning. And he's yelling at me, 2,500 degrees, about 3 o'clock in the morning now. He's yelling at me, 2,500 degrees. And then he yelled, he said, sulfur burns at 4,000. Man, I started crying. Saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You deliver my soul from hell. Bible says, if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them to hell, deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved on the judgment. I mean, folks, when I was watching that fire going spinning around in there, and man, it was dark, but you could see a glimpse. It looked like it was the flame was just going around in a circle, licking the walls. Man, I'm thanking God for his mercy. Look at verse 17. It talked about you know, people that despise the word of God, people that hate the word of God. You wonder, why is it that the world hates the word of God? It's all the Christians. You know what brings a bad name on Christianity is the Christians that won't live for God. That talk it but don't walk it. That's what brings a bad name on Jesus Christ and on Christianity. But I'll tell you what, they respect somebody that believes what they say and do what they say. And, you know, a preacher said one time, he said, I'd rather see somebody rather than talking it than walking it. And I'll tell you what, I believe y'all can talk it and walk it. Amen. You can do both at the same time. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. You should be able to walk it and talk it and live for God. Look at verse 17. It says, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Y'all, thank God that you're not going to hell. Thank God you're not in darkness. And that brings me to think this. Look, take your Bible, look at Matthew chapter 8. There's so much here. We got to keep turning. Matthew 8, it's already 12 o'clock. Matthew 8, look at this. Matthew 8, you know what? You ought to desire, as a child of God, you got saved, you ought to desire to get out of darkness. There ought to be a desire in you. I realize it's a growing process, and the more I grew, the more I had my buddies come around and say, hey, remember that night we was out partying? Come on, man, we can go back out. And then a couple times I fell and went back out with them. And, man, I was sitting in bars and crying, saying, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. I knew I was saved. I knew it, but I didn't know no Bible. I didn't know nothing. People say, well, you got deceived or you got hypnotized. No, man, I knew something happened inside me. I knew when I got saved, I didn't desire the darkness anymore. I wanted light. I wanted as much light as I could get because we've been in darkness all that time in my life. And look what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 8. Look at verse 11. I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into what? Outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And look at this, man. So take your Bible, look at verse chapter 22. Look at chapter 22. We're going to look at a lot of scripture here. If you can mark it in your Bible, mark it. Chapter 22. There's so much in your Bible about darkness and about light and about angels and devils and unclean spirits and all that stuff and darkness. And men love, the Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Men don't want to get a woman in the middle of a mall, lighted mall, or in a house lighted. They want to turn the lights down low. They want to try to give her something to drink or something to smoke and all that stuff. They try to get her, deceive her and mess with her. That's what they want to do. They want to get her drunk or whatever. And that's what the devil tries to do to God's children, try to get you deceived and just turn the lights down low and try to deceive you and mess you up and ruin your life and make you regret the day you were born. But look at Matthew 22 and look at verse 11. And when the kings came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. You know the story. And he saith unto them, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? Just talking about the marriage of the Lamb. He was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 and look at verse 30. Matthew 25, verse 30. But back up to 27. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the eagles be gathered together. Talking about Armageddon. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. You know what? When Jesus Christ hung on that cross from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, the Bible says there was darkness over the land. Why was that? Because God turned his back. God turned his back. Darkness over the land. God turned his back. And look what it says. Immediately in the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be dark and the moon shall not give her light. Stars shall fall from heaven and the power of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall there appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet and so on. And says that it goes on. It says, you know, the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened. Man, darkness. Man, you know what happens? You know what happens when a child, an innocent child, they get scared at night? If they watch bad movies and scary movies, you got to go in there and put a little nightlight on. So they said, Daddy, a boogeyman's going to get me. No, that you pray with them, say, honey, don't believe that. So don't let them watch that mess. Don't let them watch that mess. It messes with them. My family, was, like I said, was in darkness, man. We were in darkness. Look at Romans chapter 11. Or 13, Romans 13, excuse me. Romans 13. You said, what are you getting to? I'm going to show you here in a minute. Romans 13 and look at verse 11. Romans 13:11. I'll tell you what, when you come to church, you ought to carry a Bible. You don't take the preacher's word for it. You don't take nobody's word for it. You look in the Bible. That Bible is the word of God. You learn to see what the Bible says. You want to find out what God, the mind of God, you look in that Bible. You find the mind of God. And you find out what God wants for you. Look in Romans 13, look at verse 11. That knowing the time and now is high time to wake out of your sleep. It says, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. The night, you know what? The Bible says we're lights in this old world. We're supposed to be a light. We're this light, this world is darkness. The world, you look at what's going on. I had a teacher tell me, I said this Wednesday night, she was telling me how they're pushing 6th, 7th, 8th graders to learn sex education and teach them stuff where their parents don't even know in school. More perverts, more perversion being pushed on TV, more sex, more homosexuality, more lesbian. They're pushing sex day and night, pushing that stuff. Telling kids, if you feel like a girl today, you can go to, a boy can go to the girl's bathroom and a girl can go to the boy's bathroom. They're just trying to mix it all up and try to confuse everything. The Bible says God's not the author of confusion. They're just trying to mess up the children's minds to make a bunch of perverts out of them. I mean, folks, when I was growing up, I looked at all kinds of stuff. My father, my family, let us look at all kinds of wickedness. X-rated movies, all that stuff's there, but the Word of God helps keep that stuff out of my head. It keeps it down. It keeps it filtered out. And the more you put in there, your mind's like a computer. The more you put in there, it'll stay there. And look at Romans 13, look at verse 11 again. Knowing the time is a high time to come out of your sleep. Night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of what? Talking about Christians. Cast off the old works of darkness. I couldn't wait to get to the bar. I couldn't wait to, you know, go drinking. I couldn't wait to go do this stuff. I couldn't wait to go out there and mess up things or mess somebody up. Couldn't wait. After I got saved, man, there was desire started changing inside me. I started wanting to help people. Started wanting to change my life. I wanted to start walking in honesty, like the Bible says. Man, things started happening. And I attribute it to God. Because a light came on when I got saved. A light came on. What confuses me about young Christian kids grew up in church, grew up knowing what's right, they go out and seek the darkness. That blows my mind, man. That blows my mind when kids go out and try to seek darkness and get in that stuff, and then they have to wallow around there, and sometimes they don't even make it back. They don't get back. The devil destroys them, says, hey, you fool. So did they lose their salvation? No. But what they'll do, they'll lose their life. You know how many funerals I preach to people that got saved in the church that hung themselves, shot themselves, I mean, some way killed themselves. You say, man, why is it? I remember looking at a casket, and I know Brother Squeaky's done the same thing, looking at a casket going, man, it didn't have to be this way. That was foolish. Christian wanting to kill themselves. Christian wanting to do harm to themselves, hang themselves. And it shouldn't be that way. Man, when you got your life, you're supposed to give it back to God. God will let you shine for his glory. What is your life but a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes away? You know, the Bible tells us in Exodus that the candlesticks gave light to the holy place. The candlesticks had the light there, and it shined on the Word of God. It shined on the Word of God. And the Bible says that you got the Holy Ghost of God inside you. That's light. It'll show you things. Look on down in Romans chapter 13. Look at verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us there cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor. Armor of what? Put on the armor of light. What would make a man give up a great job and want to go to mission? We got, matter of fact, March the 6th, we got a Pakistanian. I've never had a Pakistanian come here to the church as a missionary going back to Pakistan. When Sheila put that on my desk, I thought, man, we need to call this guy. I asked him, I said, what do you believe about the Bible? He said, I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. His whole family Pakistani. He said, my dad still has a house in Pakistan. We're going to go back and live in that house. Man, take light back to a dark country. America's turned dark. America. You know what? Your family can be dark if you allow it. You allow darkness in your home? Allow darkness in your family? You allow darkness in your own life. Look what he says. He says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering, wantingness, not in strife and envy. Put ye on Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Man, he says, you need to walk in light, not in darkness anymore, not in drunkenness. Not in those things it used to be. It should be different when you got saved. There should be a desire in your life. Should be a hunger in your life to be clean. It should be a lot. I mean, just something going on in there. God set it up that way. If you're God's child, he wants you to walk in light. John the Baptist was a light, a burning and shining light. I mean, Jesus Christ was a light. And man, they hate light. Men, lost people don't like it. Every time I went to work somewhere, there's always one or two guys, and they because I was a Christian, and I walked in light. I wanted to witness to everybody. I had guys just hate my guts. They didn't even know why. They hated my guts because what I stood for, because I had light in my life. And you know what I started doing? I didn't hate them. I didn't hate them back. And a lot of times it's real easy, man, to get in the flesh and hate somebody because they hate you. But you know what Jesus said? Love your enemies. Do good unto them that despitefully use you. And that's how that Muslim boy got saved. Because he heard somebody reading that, and he said, man, read that again. All my life as a Muslim, I heard hate. You shouldn't be hating people. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 John, if you hate your brother that you can see, how can you say you love God that you don't see? I mean, man, are you walking in the light? Do you desire to be in the light? I mean, man, daily, you can get more light in your life. You know what we got to do to batteries? We got to charge them up. You know what coming to church does? Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, you get charged up. If you walk out of here and you're not getting a little charged, there's something wrong with you. You ought to come to, I mean, I've often said this. I said, man, I got jumping cables out my truck. I'll bring them in here and hook them up to you, man. Hook you up. Brother Jack. Brother Jack called me yesterday. I think it was yesterday or Friday. He said they had to stop his heart and restart it again. I said, what, they put jumper cables on your feet? He said, no, man. He said they had to stop my heart, gave me a shot, and then they had to restart it again. Man, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I mean, we ought to be walking in light. We ought to be men of light. We ought to love the light. The Bible tells us that. You know what Jesus Christ is called in Revelation 21? He's called the Lamb. It says the Lamb is the light. He's a light. Light. Do you have light in your life? I don't understand. Like I said, people, man, I understand. I don't want to find out. But I know this. Before I got saved, there was all darkness in my life. And I know what darkness is like. I know what it is fumbling around in the dark. We see Brother Jesse. Jesse's been blind all his life. He's at our house. And man, we cut the lights out, but Jesse can get his way around there because he knows his way around, because he kind of judges things and he knows where everything's set. But when Linda changes the furniture and messes him all up, we like to do that every once in a while just to mess him up. But look what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes. I'm going to read it to you. Ecclesiastes verse 7, 11 and 7, it says, truly light is sweet. Truly light is sweet and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. It's a pleasant thing to be able to hold. You know what? We always, you know, when it's overcast and raining, we always kind of feel down. When the sun's shining, man, something about it makes you feel good. The sun makes you feel good. When you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. I mean, walking in the light is important in our lives. We ought to be walking in the light. Take your Bible, look in Ephesians chapter 5. Look in Ephesians 5. Look what the Bible says. As a child of God, we ought to be walking in light. We ought to walk in light. That's what, you know what, we put these new lights in here. We had the old lights that stood outside, and Brother Mark put all these lights in, him and Brother Clint. Him and Brother Clint put these lights in. And I think somebody else, Michael Shane, helped them. I mean, these are bright. These LED lights, they're brighter. I like it bright. Amen. I go to churches that got a real low light in there. I can't hardly see. The older I get, the more light I need to be able to see. Amen. I remember Dr. Roman said, man, pray, Lord, take me home because I can't see. And the Bible tells about Eli in the Bible. It says because his eyes were dim, he could not see. The brighter it is for me, I told Mark, I said, put me two lights over top of the pulpit because I can see better. Man, when I was younger, I didn't have no problem seeing. As I get older, I need more light. As you get older in the Lord, you need more light, man. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Look at verse 8. Ephesians 5, 8. It says, for ye were sometimes darkness. It says you were sometimes darkness. It's saying your whole life was darkness. You were sometimes darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. Then look what it says. Walk as children of what? Walk as children of light. Man, there should be a desire for the child of God to want more light. Amen. It ought to be a desire. Ben, you just got saved. It ought to be a desire to want to know more, to learn more, to know more about God. When you get saved, man, there's somebody big moves inside. That's the Holy Ghost of God. He's inside you. He'll give you, and the more you study, the more you pray, the more light you get. God enlightens you. Man, I want more light in my life. Bible talks about praising the Lord, you know, for his goodness. Look at this. Look in 1 Thessalonians. Look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at this. Look what the Bible says. I love this, man. Man, the more I started studying the Bible, I couldn't hardly put it down. I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn to read. I wanted to know what God had to say. And I found something real, man. Out in the world, people lie to you. They tell you all kinds of lies and all that stuff. And man, finally get something that's true and is right. You want more of it. I want more of it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look what the Bible says. 2 Thessalonians 5. What did I say? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians 5. Look what it says in verse, what did I write down here? 1 Thessalonians 5, 5. There you go, 5, 5. Look what it says. Or we're back up to verse 1. But the times and season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, But for yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And the Lord's going to come. The day of the Lord is called the day of the Lord coming in as a thief in the night. When God shows up, there's always day. And it says, and when they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of what? Does it say you're children of light? Look what else it says. You are children of light and the children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. They that sleep, sleep in the night. They that have drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, love, and the helmet of hope and salvation, for God has not appointed us to wrath. God, he's saying, man, even though it's a dark world, you can still walk in light. You know what Jesus said? We teach the kids in Sunday school, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I won't let Satan out. I'm going to let it shine. I won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You can shine if you want to. You can shine. Thank God you can. The word is a lamp unto my feet. Psalm 119:105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God will lighten a pathway. You know, a plane's got to have at night when they're coming in, they got to have a landing gear for one thing. They got landing lights. God will give you light to be able to walk in. Man, if you ask God for light, he's not going to give you something else. You ask God for light in your life. Which direction should I go? God, what do you want for my life? Lord, he'll show you. He'll give you light. The Bible says, the Lord is my light. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Man, all the way through your Bible, you'll find great verses. And the Word of God produces light. You want more light? The Word of God produces light in your life. Like I said, the older I get, the more I learn this book, the more light I get. As a child of God, as you got saved, you should be growing, 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 growing in light. God says, I'll give you light if you want light. Take your Bible, look in Matthew chapter 5. Look at Matthew 5. Matthew 5. Now, I know there's some people just got saved. And they just got saved. And what happens is, as the devil will come back and try to retrieve what just happened in your life, he'll try to take it away from you. Because the Bible tells us that. It tells us in Mark chapter 4. The Word of God will go out and it plant a seed, and the devil comes along and tries to steal it. Try to steal away from you. Right after I got saved, I ran into Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons. I didn't know how to answer them. I said, I got saved. Man, these Mormons come up and say, oh, you need to do this. And then I ran into some charismatics. They said, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to speak in tongues. I went to a charismatic church. I mean, I just started searching, man. And the devil comes along and just he'll try to deceive you and drag you back into darkness somehow and mess you up. And boy, I tell you what, I'm glad I kept praying. Lord, help me. God, don't let me fall. I kept saying, Lord, don't let me get messed up. I still pray that. Lord, don't let me get messed up. Don't let me fall into sin. Don't let me, God. Help me, Lord. Matthew chapter 5, look at verse 14 or 13. He said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost the savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Michael Jackson and a bunch of them, they started saying, we are the light of the world. No, you ain't. You ain't no light at all. Look how that guy's a pervert. Had all this, you know, have this stuff for kids so they can come around and he can pervert them, mess them up, and all the rest of them. He says, wherewith ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. There it is, your candlestick. You know what you're like? You're likened to a candlestick. You're likened to a star. Lighten. You look up in the sky at night, man, it's dark. But then there's that moon. There's those little twinkling lights. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. We're lights in a dark world. We're supposed to shine. Look what he says. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Look what it says, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You want to make God happy? You want to make God happy? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. But I'll tell you what make God happy? If you're shining for him. You just shine, shine, shine. Children of the light. That's what we are. You know, if you read in Revelation, I mean, the Lamb is the light. You know what the Bible says? Look in Revelation chapter 22. Look at this. Check this out. I love this. Revelation 22. We're going out in eternity. Look at here. Revelation 22, verse 5. Back up verse 3. There should be no more curse. What's the curse? The curse is sin. The curse is sin on the ground. And like I said, man is getting more wickeder and wickeder all the time. Trying to pervert your children. You know what they want to do? They want to get your children. They got an organization, I've said this a million times here, they got an organization in Washington, D.C. called the Man-Boy Love Association. And their motto is, sex after 8 is too late. That's their motto. They want your children. So they're pushing that stuff in the public school. That's why when you go to the colleges today, it's just a big drunken orgy. A lot of just drunken orgies. Man said, oh, yeah, I like that. You know what snakes do? Jesus said, you're the father of the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. You ever seen maggots in a thing? They're all over each other. You know what Jesus said? Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Lost men become like maggots. The Bible tells you that. Jesus said that. Mark 13. You know what? I started reading that. I said, Lord, I know I was a maggot before I got saved. I'm glad, Lord, you made me your child. Look at Revelation 22. He says, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. His name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no what?
Night.
No night there. No night. And they need no candle. I preached at a church up in New York, and it was all guys, brothers Eugene and Gilbert and all those guys, and they had one girl that came to church there. One girl. You know what her name was? 90. And every one of them guys were after that girl. Wanted to marry. She never married none of them guys. Thank God she didn't. She married some other guy. She's a missionary somewhere. But, man, that was her name, 90. I would have changed my name or something. But there should be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. Check it out. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Man, you read the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, you read it, and God says, I'm going to do away with night. No more night. We're in a dark time. We're in a dark age. We need more Christians shining. You know what they do? They have a vigil for people when they die. Everybody's go out there, stand on the corner, and they'll light a candle. They'll light a candle. I'm not against that. If they want to do that, fine. But I'll tell you what, as child of God, we're supposed to be lit up all the time. We're supposed to be shining. I mean, the Bible tells us light. Light, a preacher said one time, he said, light rejected. You get light through preaching. You get light through the word of God. Light rejected becomes lightning to that person. You say, well, I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care what God says. I don't care. I'm saved, but I'm going to live my life well. What happens, buddy? You better look out. Your life getting ready to turn into crud. God will give light, give any no more light to a man that doesn't deal with the light that he already has. You got light. God's giving you light. And when I first got saved, I had a little bit of light. And I wanted to know more. And God just kept giving me a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Man, I tell you what, I couldn't get enough of it. I want more light in my life. I want light in my family. I mean, you know, the Bible says, what communion have darkness with light? None. God doesn't want us to be children of the darkness of the night. He wants us to be light. Amen. Makes no color, makes no difference what color, what nationality you are. You're saved, you're children of light. Thank God for that. Are you lit up? Are you lighting your light up for him? Are you saved? Do you know it? The Bible says, truly light is sweet, a pleasant thing. It is for the eyes to behold the sun. Man, light is sweet. Child of God, walk as children of light. Man, don't go around where the darkness is. Don't hang out with darkness. After I got saved, I quit hanging at the bars. I quit. Only time I've been back in a bar is to go get another Christian out. The only time I've been back in any bar is go in and get another guy or girl out of a bar. Say, look, man, you're saved. You don't need to be in there. You don't need to be drinking that stuff, man. You don't need to be messing around that stuff. The more you grow, the more you learn, the more light you want in your life. How many of y'all want light in your life? I want more. I want more light. I want it to be bright. I want to shine for Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was a burning and a bright light. You should be shining for your family, for your church, for your community, for your job. Everywhere you go, you should be a light. Are you? The more you learn the Word of God, the more you study the Word of God, the more light you get. Are you reading it? Are you studying it? Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Lord, help us to be lights for your glory and honor. Lord, like that old song we sang, "Lift a little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Lord, I pray, God, help us to be lights in this whole wicked world. And the world's getting worse and worse, and children are getting more disobedient and more violent. And I know I read them stories or the letter from Brother Jant from down in Texas in the juvenile detention center, little kids, 8 and 9 years old, and they're for murder and stuff like that. I pray, God, help us to reach the next generation. Help everybody sitting in this room, God, want to shine for your glory, for your honor, that we might be able to take that light and show somebody else a direction and light their path through the Word of God. Help us each, Father, to shine for your glory and honor. And I pray, God, that you'd, Father, bless the church. Help Faith Baptist Church be a bright and shining light. Be a lighthouse on this corner. Help our houses to be lighthouses, Father, in our neighborhood and our communities, that people might know there's a light there. They can get help there. They can look to, if they're looking for something, that God, they can find it there. And my Father, I pray, God, that you'd please help my brothers and sisters this morning. Bring us back tonight. Father, I know it's an evening service, but help us to come early and be here, Father, and help us our light so shine. And we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Lord bless you. Shake somebody's hand before you go. Amen. Shine!